This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Children's Health and Nutrition channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Donna Cordillo, a registered nurse and blogger for DrOz.com. Throughout her 30 years of experience, Donna has worked with children and adults to prepare for back to school, and she certainly recommends probiotics during this time of year. Donna, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. A pleasure to be here with you and your audience.
Certainly, and likewise, thanks for coming out today to cover this topic. So first of all, for the first question, why is back to school time particularly important to support your immune system?
Well, Eric, when kids are going back to school, even if they're looking forward to it, there's automatically stress and anxiety associated with the process. There's a new schedule to get accustomed to, and they may even be eating different foods, especially if they're going to be eating in the school cafeteria. All of this can upset the balance of good bacteria in their digestive tract, and that can weaken their immune system. And this time of year particularly, going back to school, kids, as we know, are going to be exposed to lots of other kids and adults, all sorts of germs, public places, bathrooms, water fountains, and so on. So they have to be top-notch health.
So how exactly do probiotics provide immune health support?
Well, Eric, a lot of people are surprised to hear that 70% of our immune system is in our digestive tract. And that's why we want to maintain a balance of good and bad bacteria in our gut to maintain good health to boost our immune system. And good bacteria, the type that's contained in probiotics, helps to seal and protect the digestive tract from invading organisms. So the stronger our digestive health, the healthier our immune system is.
If you would, tell us, what are some other positive benefits of taking probiotics?
Yeah, lots of other benefits. And when you have good digestive health with regular use of probiotics, your food will digest better, and you'll also better absorb the good nutrients that are in that food. You'll have more regularity and less gastric distress, you know, bloating, things, gas, things like that. And all of that is certainly going to lead to you feeling better, having more energy, being in a better mood. And then the child will be able to focus on school and have fun.
Today we are joined by Donna Cordillo, a registered nurse and blogger for DrOz.com here on eHealth Radio's Children's Health and Nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Donna, what are some other suggestions you offer to parents for keeping their kids healthy during back-to-school time?
Well, probably in addition to the probiotics, regular hand washing is essential. And teaching children not only to get into the habit of washing their hands, but the proper way to wash hands, good warm soapy water, washing for a couple of minutes. A good way to remember is to sing the happy birthday song twice. That's about the right amount of time. And reminding them and getting them into the habit of washing their hands at home and at school, when they come home from school, but when they're at school, after they use the restroom, before and after they eat, after they've used a computer mouse or water fountain, anytime they're going to be touching things at school also that a lot of other have their hands on. And it's also great to provide them with hand sanitizer. They can carry that with them in their backpack and use that regularly. Sometimes they might not even be able to get to soap and water depending on where they are in school, and hand sanitizer is a good substitute for that. Still good to wash with warm soapy water, but hand sanitizer is in adjunct to that. So hand washing is imperative. Also good to eat lots of fruits and veggies. And kids always like bite-sized things, so giving them baby carrots or grape tomatoes or celery or cucumber sticks, good to help encourage them to get those fruits and veggies in, apple slices, etc. As well as a good night's sleep, of course, getting into good sleep habits. And I would also say to remind kids and to teach them well that while they're at school, not to be sharing water bottles or soda cans, not to be sharing food that people are using, like biting into the same sandwich or a candy bar. It's important to teach kids that from an early age, to remind them of it every day, ask them if they did it during the day, so that it becomes a regular habit for them.
And what do you recommend when picking a probiotic supplement?
Well, Eric, for me, it's all about the strain. And that's why I recommend Culturelle particularly, because it is the only probiotic that is 100% Lactobacillus GG, and that is the most clinically studied strain of probiotic on the market today. And it is also strong enough and what we call sticky enough to survive stomach acid, which can be wicked, and to successfully allow those probiotics to colonize in the intestines.
Excellent information. How about telling our listeners where they can get information on the topic that we have been covering today, as well as potential contact?
Yes, there is lots of great information about Culturelle at culturelle.com. Lots of questions answered, information, and Culturelle does make a chewable kids product as well as kids packets, have gluten-free products, et cetera, and lots of information there.
Wonderful. And in conclusion, any tip that you'd like to share with the listeners on the topic that we have been covering today?
Well, I would just say, Eric, that digestive health is a lot more important than most people realize. Some people think it's just all about what you eat or what you don't eat. But as I mentioned, keeping your digestive tract healthy, keeping it sealed and well to help to protect you from invading bacteria, viruses, is going to have a major impact on your health throughout the year, long-term health, as well as how you feel and function on a day-to-day basis. And you can't even put a price on that. It's everything.
Well, certainly been good to have had you. We've been speaking with Donna Cordillo, a registered nurse and blogger for DrOz.com. Throughout her 30 years of experience, Donna has worked with children and adults to prepare them for back to school. And certainly she recommends probiotics during this time of year. And the website of reference, once again, is Culturelle.com. Donna, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure, Eric.
The pleasure was ours as well. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Children's Health and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.